This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. media outlets report Saudi Arabia is preparing to acknowledge the death of missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who vanished after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul October 2nd. It's being described as a botched abduction and interrogation. President Donald Trump said he spoke with Saudi King Salman about the matter, who denied knowledge of it. Mr. Trump suggested rogue killers may have been involved and dispatched Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to the region.
Well, I'm really sending him just to find out really firsthand what happened, what they know, what's going on. He may go to Turkey, he may not. He may meet with all of them together, but we want to find out what happened.
Mr. Trump has threatened to engage in severe punishment if Khashoggi is murdered. Khashoggi, a U.S. resident, after leaving his country a year ago, fearing retribution, has been highly critical of Saudi policy. Riyadh has strongly denied killing the journalist. Turkish police were allowed access to the Istanbul consulate late Monday, part of a joint Turkish-Saudi team to search the building as part of Ankara's investigation, an important step, according to European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
We said, I think we are completely on the same page with our American friends on this. We expect transparency and we wait for having more clarity on what happened on that case that is particularly the dramatic one.
A Turkish publication last week reported a 15-member Saudi intelligence team entered the consulate at the same time as Khashoggi. The World Health Organization says it will decide if the latest Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo warrants a public health emergency. The latest outbreak, declared August 1st, has taken at least 130 lives, with 24 fatalities among 33 confirmed cases in the past week. Dozens have received new experimental treatments, with just over half recovered. This is VOA News.